In the Seder, there is this, there's something going on, some irony, some satire, something going in two different directions, something that's just not right. A lot of us feel it. Sometimes we're reading the Haggadah, but we know it's supposed to be a fun story, but it's not so fun to read line by line. We know that there's something strange going on with the different parts of the Seder. And my theory is this, and I hope you see it too. Imagine for a second that you are one of the rabbis, one of the Tanaim, one of the early rabbis of the Talmud. And you've got the Romans torturing some of the Sanhedrin, some of your colleagues. You've got people, students, and Talmudim, Jewish Talmudim, just thrown in prison for no reason. You've got massacres by the Romans going on. And you're one of the rabbis who have yet to be tortured or taken in, like Rabbi Akiva. And you say to one of the Romans, let me ask you a question. So you're trying to say really, really clearly to us, you're citizens. There's Roman citizens, and then they're barbarians. They're those who are free, and then there are slaves. And that's the two categories that rule existence. So let me ask you a question. You're a Roman citizen, and I'm a nothing. I'm just a Yid living in Judea. And you can do anything you want to me. We got no rights, and you got it all. So what's it like being free? Tell me that. What's it like being free? And imagine for a second that Roman says, I'll be happy to tell you what it's like. When you're a citizen like me, this is what I do. You get to go home. You get to put your feet up. You even get to eat dinner lying on a sofa. It's amazing. You get cushy dinner. Not just one dish that comes out of the pot in your bowl to eat. You get multiple courses. You get appetizers. Maybe the rabbi says, what's the name of the appetizers? And they say, they say karpas, which is a Greek word for basically the vegetable appetizers. You get a karpas. That's what you get when you're free. And the rabbi's like, tell me more about this freedom. What else is it like to be free? So you get to lie on the cushions and you get to eat appetizers. Well, you get to drink as much as you want. Drink all the wine you want. Fill your cup multiple times. And wow, you get to do that. What else do? You talk philosophy. You have a drinking contest, which is the way the Roman symposium worked. It was a drinking contest. And you argue about some topic. What is love? What is God? Usually it was what is love. And you drink and drink and drink while you are served on your divan. And you eat and vomit if you need to and eat some more. And whoever can keep going at the argument without passing out is the winner. That's freedom. That's what you get to do when you're free. And then afterward, if you're really up for it, you do afikomen, which means you then continue the party by going house to house and drink. It's like bar hopping. You go from house to house, you keep drinking, and if there's still a few people standing, until there's only one left standing in the morning, which is the origin of the whole thing about they kept the Seder going until the morning, until time for the morning Shema. That's freedom. I think for a second about what would it be like, I don't know if I'm allowed to imagine these things, but I do, what it would be like if it was 1830, 1840, and I lived in Georgia, and I was a slave. What if day after day of toil, don't even have any right to my own children who can be sold off, I have no right to my own body or my own time. And what if I asked the Massa one day, Massa, can you tell me something? What's freedom? What's it like to be free? And Massa says, this is what it's like to be free. I get to sit here on the porch, looking out at my plantation. I get to put up my feet, and I get to sip cool iced tea. I wonder, what would such a slave think of that answer? And what would such a rabbi think of that answer from the Roman? So freedom is you get iced tea and sit on a porch. Freedom is you get to lie down while you eat, which always gives me indigestion. But you get to lie down while you eat, and you get served, and you get to drink as much wine. You have a drinking party until someone passes out, and you get to have karpas. So the rabbis did this thing. They made a Seder. They said, you know what? Fine, we'll make a Seder. We already have a Seder. We'll enhance our Seder and make it a little different. what we'll do is we'll do those things. We'll act like free people. We'll lie down on the cushions and drink lots of wine and have our appetizers. And we don't like the Afikoman part about going out afterward and running around. That doesn't sound safe, especially when you're a Jew. But we'll change that into a hunt for the Afikoman at the end. We'll call the Afikoman a piece of matzah that ends the meal, and that'll end it. And so we're going to do that. But in the middle, we're going to have Magid. At some point, we got to tell the story of being rescued from slavery and making it to freedom. So if the stuff about like lying down, the stuff about drinking iced tea is making fun of it, like if that's freedom, what is that? The slave looking at the master saying, oh my God, the people are actually free, don't know what to do with it. They don't even understand it. They don't know why it's there. They don't know why the human soul was made free. My God, they think it's about drinking iced tea and putting your feet up on the porch. My God, they think it's about getting drunk and lying on a divan and you get to dip some celery in some salt water. I'm horrified. So as I taught the Hebrew school students this week, this is just my sermon for today, the thesis. It's not about the fact that we're free. It's not about that anyone's free. It's about what you do with it. The goal, and the Hebrew school students understood this right away. What do you do with your freedom? If what you're doing is drinking iced tea and putting your feet up, that's not freedom, right? So what is the Haggadah? What's the story about? It's about when you come out of real slavery. When Jews came out of oppression, their freedom wasn't, great, now I get to put my feet up and have karpas. Their freedom was the freedom to get to be Jews. The freedom to have a story that has a point to it, that has a purpose behind it, which is to change all the things we do in Torah. It's to bring human rights to the people who are oppressed. It's to change the world, as we've been doing for thousands of years, by bringing women's rights to places that don't have women's rights, by being organizations like Hadassah, who didn't say, good, now we're in Israel, now we can put our feet up, but said, no, we have got to cure people. We need hospitals. And those hospitals are not going to be open to just Jews. They're going to be open to sick people because that's what Torah says. And our mission is going to expand beyond hospitals. It's going to be like, what is your mission? It's fulfilling your mission. It's what you do with your freedom that really defines you as a human being. It's what makes you free. And that's something that Ray has taught us. I mean, we won't talk about the past, and Ray doesn't like to very much. I remember Benjamin his bar mitzvah did a brilliant sermon on aspects of it. But how many people here know what it's like to come out of the Third Reich? And think of those Nazis. What does it mean to be free? Oh, well, we're the master race. It means you get to win. And I'm like, so what do you do when you're the master race? You're the master race. So what do you do with that? How are you doing? I don't know. Just you get to win. For what? You get a woman and her whole family who've come out of, their story is a story of the true horrors of coming out of worse than oppression, of destruction and death, cruelty, and the worst evil that's ever raged, and the attempt to kill them. And if their story isn't the story of the Seder, I don't know what is. Every single member of the family. We can't talk about it. What's there to say? It's a miracle. I don't know what it is. Miracle's not a good enough word for it. It really isn't. It's a lousy word. They all survived. Separated, going through trials and tribulations, horrors. And somehow, they all survived. Including Ray. And what has Ray chosen to do with her freedom? Is it that we win, Nazis lost, right? No. Is it kicking her feet up and saying, okay, now I get to watch TV? No. What is she doing? She's here every Shabbos, right? She greets. She cooks. She makes everyone feel they're part of the family. When Merav was two, she said, can I go see my friend? And I'm like, oh, who's your friend? I was trying to think, is it Fiona? You know, who's her little friend? Is it Alexandria? And Merav said, you know, my friend Ray. We're going to go to Panera and have tomato soup. And I'm like, my two-year-old's best friend is Ray Harvey? I mean, I was pretty psyched. I'm like, can I go too? No! Me and Ray, play date. So she used her freedom to help build a community, to share love, and to build an incredible family. Incredible grandchildren, incredible children, and a future. Ray Harvey said, I'm going to use my freedom to fulfill my purpose. My story is about making people happy and feel loved. And I'm going to take my nachas in that. Shabbat shalom. We honor you.